Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Shasta Smith and Carolyn Heuer. They're here to talk about the Medovici Solstice Half Marathon that's happening this weekend. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
So first question, I guess, could you tell me, this is the marathon is in its half marathon is in its 12th year. And could you tell me a little bit about the background? Who started the marathon? How did it get its start?
Well, as you said, this is the 12th running of the Medovici Half Marathon. There also is a 10K and a 5K. So we shouldn't discourage people that want to do lesser distances, because and it started kind of just haphazardly with Murray Lawson and Steve Gillespie, who would start to run a monthly run out of the back of their truck, and then just decided to consolidate efforts. And still, as a fundraiser for the Sitka High Cross Country Track Team, which is what this run is, just do one big event every year instead of 12 small events every month. So it just got started because they used to coach track, correct, Shasta?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Steve was cross country also.
And so it just kind of got started that way. And then here we are 12 years later, still doing a yearly event for the as a fundraiser for the track team in cross country.
And you've run the half marathon for about 5 years, right, Carolyn?
I don't know exact 5 or 6 years, something like that. It was the year that Steve Gillespie moved away. Murray had kind of just decided not to do it by himself. And I said, oh, no, we can't do that, because there aren't many runs in Sitka other than, you know, the Alpine Adventure Run that everybody knows about as well. So I decided to help Murray out, and we've been going strong ever since.
And in the last 5 years, how has the route changed? You told me it changed a couple years ago?
Yes. So everyone's aware when we had our big construction out at Silver Bay, when we had the road was closed, so we couldn't actually use the road. We used to start the run at Will Park and go out towards the fish hatchery, and the half marathon ended at the fish hatchery. But when the road closed, we moved the run to start at Herring Cove Trailhead, and it was kind of an experimental thing forced upon us, but we got so many comments and how people really love not running on pavement, and it was all a dirt road. So we just decided to keep it there after the road opened back up. So, and it's much hillier than it used to be starting at Whale Park, but it doesn't dissuade people from coming. So they still come.
So hills for sure. And what else can people expect on this route?
Beautiful scenery, good camaraderie. There'll be water stations and search and rescue. I was just out there last weekend, and there are bears there. But knock on wood, we've never had any problems with bears, because search and rescue is stationed along the entire route. So, a good time. That's what you should expect. And great exercise.
And so the run has been in place to raise money for the Sitka cross country and track team. And why is that so important now more than ever to be able to raise funds for the team?
Well, first of all, we primarily try to do most of our travel through the ferry system. But in the past couple of years in particular, it's gotten really spotty, like one ferry in on a Tuesday and back on a Sunday, which makes it really hard for the students as far as missing school goes. So we've had to cut our rosters, and we don't go to all of the meets anymore. And our seasons are a lot more expensive, so we're asking a lot more parents and the community.
And how much did you manage to raise last year?
You know, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I know every year we raise between $1,000 and $2,000. So not a ginormous fundraiser, but every bit helps. I mean, that's
absolutely
some plane tickets.
We're very, very grateful.
Yes. Yeah, so,
and in terms of registration right now, what are you anticipating? What's it been in the past in terms of runners?
Well, we usually have this is Sitka, and everybody knows we plan according to the weather, so we can't plan too far in advance. But we usually have between 50 to 100 runners, just depending on the year. We do have pre-registration, but not a lot of people choose to pre-register, which is just fine. They usually show up either morning of, and that's when we get a lot of our participants showing up, or also the night before the race when we have pre-registration, they'll show up then.
So pre-registration is on Friday then, correct?
Yes, of course. This Friday from 4 to 6:30 at the Sitka High School Commons. Most likely be right out front, assuming that the weather's going to be nice. Otherwise, it'll be right in the Commons, and Murray and some people will be there. You can register, pick up your T-shirt. I know a lot of times the day of the race, everyone's, not everyone, some people are disappointed because your shirt size is not there. If you want your shirt size, I recommend coming the night before, you know, the most popular sizes are picked out.
And, you know, obviously this is so important to raise funds for the students, but also why is it important to provide events like this for Sitkins and for the city?
Well, there's actually a large running contingency in town. I mean, just a few years ago, there's a Facebook running group, and but there aren't a lot of sanctioned running events. They come and go with time. The Coast Guard did one. There was the half marathon. There was one associated with the Salmon Fest. I know I'm forgetting some. And then, of course, there's the Alpine Adventure Run. But you have to train really hard for the Alpine Adventure Run and actually get into it because there's often a wait list. So there's not really many runs that you can just show up sanctioned and get timed and enjoy, you know, the exact distance. So it's just nice that we provide an opportunity here in Sitka so that people can have the chance to run a half marathon, a 10K, or a 5K and feel part of that whole race day. Everyone's at the starting line. You know, there's something to that, that it's great that we can offer that to Sitkins and you don't have to get on an airplane and travel, which can be fun as well, traveling somewhere else to do a run. So it's just a chance for Sitkins to run here.
Absolutely. And you said it also could be a good training for the, or a good test run for the Alpine Adventure Run, which happens in July, right?
Yes, I would definitely say that this is it's a much hillier course because the half marathon now goes all the way out to the end of the road, not up to the Green Lake Reservoir, but out to Blue Lake. So if you've ever been on that road, you know there are some hills, not comparison to going up to the actual Alpine, but there's some good hills out on that road to get your legs ready for running up a big one in a month.
All right. Well, we've been speaking to Shasta Smith and Carolyn Heuer this morning about the Medovice Solstice 5, 10, and Half Marathon that's happening on this Saturday, June 17th. At what time?
Well, registration will start at 8 a.m. and the race begins at 9 a.m. So come on out. And we always enjoy just having people that want to watch and cheer runners on as they come across the finish line because some people come across tired, so it's good to have cheering at the end. It gives you the motivation to just sprint the finish.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you
for having us.